This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Imagine, like I said, the effort people make to learn a dance in order to shake their bodies in front of a screen. And what do they say? Mimicking words of someone, the dirtiest and filthiest of words. And the challenges of today are such that people just have to challenge you to remove your pants. And it's gone. You do it because, subhanallah, a'udhu billah, you just want to live up to a challenge that was made to you by someone who's not even considered a moral person, who has any values, who stands for anything, who doesn't even believe in the hereafter. And Allah has challenged you to fulfill your 5 salah. You will never do that. Why? Because the people will not see it. Who's going to like all of that? Astaghfirullah. I hope that's not the case. I hope what I've just said is not the case. I hope we take Allah up on the challenge of 5 salah a day. I hope we take Allah up on the challenge of dressing appropriately. I hope we take Allah up on the challenge of saying good words. I hope we take Allah up on the challenge of developing your character and conduct, helping the elderly, being the best to your wife or your husband, your spouse, your children, your family members, your parents, your uncles, your aunts, your in-laws, your nephews, your nieces. I hope you take up the challenge of Allah about dhawil qurba, your relatives. I hope you take up the challenge of Allah about solving your problems and your disputes. I hope you take up the challenge of Allah about communicating with people in a good way, making them feel good. I hope you take up the challenge of Allah about smiling. These are the true challenges. I hope you take up the challenge of Allah about fulfilling the duties you have unto Him. Subhanallah. We've become people who need reminder upon reminder.